BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's podcast. On it, one of the wettest innuendo bingos we have ever done. Ella Henderson was incredible. It's well worth watching the video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. So you'll hear that. Also, we speak to some listeners who are about to be abandoned by their partners because of the World Cup. I select the team that I'm backing for our alternative World Cup commentary, which we're doing tomorrow night on the BBC Red Button. And Dev plays today's Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, World Cup Day. Yes!
World Cup Day. I found some music. Do you like it?
Is this from your library at home? You know where you've got like a CD library?
Yeah. Like Brazilian.
And is this what you whip out when it comes to football time?
So, tomorrow night we are doing alternative football commentary on the BBC Red Button. I don't know how. I don't know who decided this is a good idea. But thanks to BBC Sport for letting us do it. So tomorrow we'll be bringing you all the action as it happens.
Yeah, but try and make it sound slightly more professional. When you want to be professional, you're the best at it.
But I don't know what to do.
Tomorrow night, Spain v Netherlands. BBC Sport. That's what I'm trying to do.
So if you don't want the commentators that know what they're talking about, but me instead with someone that does like football, then get onto the BBC Red Button. At what time is it?
It will be at 8 o'clock. I think we'll be on slightly before that. I'm planning on...
Is that the match warm-up that we're doing?
Well, kind of, but I'm planning on making it as professional as possible, at least at the start. So if everyone can arrive 10 minutes early, I'm going to... You know, so we can have a big intro before the game.
That's all right?
Yeah, I like this. It's ever so slightly strictly.
A little bit, yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm so looking forward to tomorrow night's match. Scott, you're going to mess up the commentary. Thanks for your words of support there, Shazad.
He won't. It's all good, because BBC Sport have been on. They're sending us info. It's foolproof. It's fine.
Oh, do we get like a massive book of what's what?
There's like this Bible that exists apparently with loads of facts in. Also, you've promised that you are going to take it quite seriously, do some research. We're going to both support one of the teams as well, and then you'll be able to focus on one of those teams.
Oh.
I'm keen for us to really make an effort here, Scott.
What? So it's, Spain, Netherlands tomorrow night?
Yes.
Right. So should we both like pick a team to support? That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Right, okay, right. I'm out of my depth. Well, no, I don't know what to do.
Actually, it's a fair question, because most commentary should be impartial, shouldn't it?
Right.
But our thinking here is maybe if we both pick a team, it will make you more interested in sort of supporting one of the teams and therefore researching them and learning about them.
What? So when they're doing the football commentary, they don't take sides?
They might do inside, but they're not really meant to say it outside. I mean, sometimes you can sort of tell, but I think generally football commentary is meant to be impartial.
Someone says, please say that you're not going to be on screen during your alternative commentary. No, you will be able to see the actual match. We won't be popping up on a little weird box or anything. You'll just be able to hear us and enjoy our audio commentary while watching the actual match. We won't be on screen, so that's a bonus for you.
I think that was a good idea as well. There was the option, but I did think a massive box blocking the football sort of kind of against the point of what we're trying to do here.
My massive moon face blocking a really good goal. No need.
Let's go!
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is One Republic featuring Ella Henderson's friend and Counting Stars on BBC Radio 1. Hi, love.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. As we were playing One Republic, I was like, oh, it's your friend. Wrote your song. Well, I helped.
So you two are seeing far too much of each other.
We're like old mates now. Are you bored of me yet?
No. Not at all.
I've seen you about three or four times in the last week, two weeks.
I see Scott more than I see my family.
Yeah. That's so strange.
That's the way we'll keep it.
Is he giving you advice? Is he like giving you real showbiz advice? Like, I'm going to make you a star.
I think she's doing that fine just by herself.
A regular star.
I'm on 25%. I'm not. So today is the day, and I've been telling you well, the last time I saw you, about 3 days ago, that this is going to be great today. Innuendo bingo.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the videos before?
I've seen Foxy's one, yes. And she comes away looking like a drowned rat, so I'm so scared.
That was a good
what
one.
What I'm going to look like.
That was a good one.
There's this amazing photo before and then a photo afterwards, and it's like wildly different. It's incredible. It's like her face just left her.
Yes.
Oh dear.
It doesn't look like the same person.
I forgot to put waterproof mascara on as well, so it's...
Oh, mate.
Oh, well, it's going to be fine. At least there's no photographers outside. There's loads today.
I know, exclusive of me walking out with bags under my eyes.
It's all right, we do provide towels.
We don't, yeah, though, do we? I'm sure we... Well, we can.
We can for potential number one officer, surely.
We've got that one dodgy towel and...
A flannel?
That's fine, we can provide towels.
Okay, yeah.
That's not
you.
The one that LMFAO...
Yeah.
Oh, that one. No. It's been washed since LMFAO. That was about 3 years ago. So, Ella, you told me when we had our chat that you can actually put your fist in your mouth.
Yeah.
Can you do that on the webcam in a minute?
I can do it. It makes me gag, though, but I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I will do it.
Oh, wow.
Don't, like, hurt yourself.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
I won't hurt myself.
Don't
I've
try this at
nails
home.
As well, so it could...
Okay. Well, wait till the cameras go on.
Is this your party trick? Is this the token thing when someone says, you know, your party? Because I haven't got a party trick. What's your
one?
Everyone has
one.
A party trick.
No, I don't.
Is that your one?
Genuinely, I don't.
I can do that. And then the only other thing is, if I have a drink, people make me eat a lemon because I get a really bad lazy eye.
What?
What?
It's the...
What?
I don't know. I figured it out once because I had a lemon and everyone around was like, what's going on with your eye?
What, so you eat, you suck
just,
a lemon?
If I bite into a lemon...
Yes?
I don't understand.
My eye just does something that's...
Goes on
not,
the wonk.
...not natural.
You eat a lemon...
It's like it spins around or something. It's really weird.
Mm.
And
can
I can't...
We, can
I
we
can't...
get a lemon?
No. You can't ask her to do all the party tricks.
It's like
next
a circus.
It's the Ella Henderson circus. Go on, put your fist in your mouth. Go on, eat a lemon. Oh, wow. And what about lemon juice? Is that fine?
No, that's fine. It's just a natural lemon.
Actual
and
lemon.
Limes don't work either. It's got to be lemon.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've learned loads about you this past couple of weeks. I really have. Hey, how does it feel to potentially be number one on Sunday? Because it's looking pretty likely. I announced it on the official chart update yesterday that it was number one as things stand this week.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It just feels amazing. I think, like, coming away from it for quite a while and coming back into this, just having so much positive support around me is insane. Mm. I'm just buzzing. And, you know, whatever happens on Sunday now, I'm proud of myself just getting this far.
It should be.
If it happens, how do you celebrate? Like,
you get a trophy off Radio 1.
Yeah, I mean, when
you
Watford...
say how do I celebrate, as in like this happens all the time.
Eats a lemon.
Well, no, just what you plan to do. I there's this pond in Watford town centre where.
Do you go to the river to pray?
Kind of.
I'm going
but,
to the pond.
But when good
to
things
pray.
Happen, when good things happen, people jump in the pond. It's just become a thing. No, I'm just wondering, like,
is
if
it
you
quite
got,
deep?
If I got well, not really, no. But if I was number one, I would probably go and jump in that pond. Do you know what I mean? I'm just interested to know what you must be thinking. What am I going to do if it gets number one? Are you going to get a tattooed on you or something?
No, don't
no,
do that.
I think I'm just going to, like, chill out, I think. I did do this thing where, like, ages ago I said I'd dress up as a pineapple if I was number one, but, like, that was when I was writing and stuff. But...
Right.
Why did you do that, please?
I love pineapples and mermaids.
Okay.
I've got a secret obsession with pineapples and mermaids.
Okay.
So I said I'd dress up as a pineapple.
Do you have the outfit ready in case?
No, I can't find one. I did try looking online for one, but it's just not that kind of thing where people turn up as a
pineapple costume.
I don't feel we properly prepared for Ella here. We should have had the pineapple costume ready.
Really?
A lemon.
I know. There's those people saying that also happens to them when they have anything sour. The eye just goes.
Really?
Yeah. I really want to see it.
So do I. Maybe next time.
I will, yeah.
On the next single.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's time now for Innuendo Bingo. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cameras are...
Good, this. I can tell.
I can tell as well. I don't know why. I'm just really looking forward to it today. Go online now to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you can watch this. Before we start, can you just do the fist trick?
Okay.
Close up.
Here
we go.
Hold the
fist in the mouth.
Okay.
Number one artist, potentially, everybody.
Oh my God, take the ring off, maybe.
I'm scared now. Don't try this at home. She's a trained professional.
Oh, God.
Okay, I've got long nails on as well, so this might hurt.
Oh, God. Oh, she's going for a laugh.
Really weird.
That is absolutely incredible.
I can do it. Right, next time I'm coming in with a lemon and taking my nails off.
All right, okay, and I'll provide the pineapple costume.
Yeah.
Great times.
You're
okay.
Right.
I'm good.
You right there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play the game.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I can't even do it.
It's really hard.
I think that's the only reason I can sing is because I've got a big gob.
Quote of the day.
You're gonna fit like two cups of water in it.
I
one.
Could.
What do you? I reckon Cheers. You could do every like two cups for here's one. Then in that case,
see how much you can get in. Ready?
Right. Oh, before you do, one more thing. Sorry, I've got so much to ask. Since I met you, I've been trying to perfect that thing you do where you go give up the go, and I can't do it. How do you do it, please?
Like a break in your voice.
Yeah, but how do you do it, please? Because I've actually been trying it at home. Give up the go. Can you do it now?
Give up the go.
Give up the go.
See, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's. I think I've just got this natural weird break in my voice. It just happens.
Well, I'm impressed. I haven't perfected it. Okay, here we go then. Innuendo bingo. Water, please.
Yeah, you've got... all right, let's see if we can get all this down, yeah?
Here we go. Ella Henderson. One girl, two cups.
Came through my nose! It just came out my nose.
Sorry, haven't started yet. Here we go. First then, to location, location, location with Phil and Kirsty. Now, Phil Spencer is a regular on Innuendo Bingo, but now, Phil, you're making it far too obvious. You know exactly what you're doing.
It was a plan.
If that's
a well-considered
plan, I'd hate to see what impromptu looks like. And unless you can pull a whopper out of the bag...
I've got a whopper. Disaster. I have got a whopper, and I will be revealing it tomorrow morning.
Oh. I knew she'd be a good sprayer. Good work, Ella. Awesome. And we're on. Even though, Phil, really obvious, mate.
I've got a whopper. I have got a whopper.
Thank you.
He
knows it. Tom Callum and Harris sent that in. Thank you. OK, next we're going to the Hairy Bikers Best of British. What a show. And here Cy King shares what he likes to do when friends come round.
It's a real kind of dinner party pleaser, this.
And if you're going to knock up a tart, it might as well be this one. It's so easy, so quick, and it's a lovely thing to do.
Oh, Ella, are you all right?
All right, that's it. I'm getting you back for that.
I knew this was going to be a good game. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. Please don't swear. Harry Biker's there. Wow.
And if you're going to knock up a tart, it might as well be this one.
Thank you, Sarah in Birmingham, for spotting that one. Okay. Brace yourself, here we go. Over to BBC Two's Building Dream Homes. And here, architect Chris has made some very lavish modifications to the house in his retirement.
This is our morning coffee take break. Well, get out to my glory hole. I think that's the only really description of it.
Yes, Anna! He's not been this wet for ages. This is brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Thanks, architect Chris.
Well, get out to my glory hole.
Stacey heard that one. And now, water, please. You all right, Ella?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's quite cold, isn't it?
Now, a classic from Sir Cliff Richard. Now, I knew Cliff was a fan of Elvis, but I didn't really... Chris has heard this before. Okay. No, no hands, please. Let it all flood out. Are you all right there, Ella?
I'm good.
OMG. Cliff Richard. Oh, my word. Here we
go.
Come
on, Mills, let's go.
Come on. Cliff Richard. I knew he was a fan of Elvis. Oh, God! Everyone needs to pull it together.
This is...
OK, this is ridiculous.
Okay. It looks like you've wet yourself.
Really? Oh, God.
OK, good.
OK.
Now, I knew Cliff Richard was a fan of Elvis. I didn't expect him to take it this far.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
Oh, God! I literally never felt anything like it.
Oh, Chris. Ella, you're good at this game. You can come again.
This is unbelievable.
This is great. Like, you are soaked, mate.
It's like a spray goes on for 2 seconds.
You enjoying it?
You said it before on the radio before I came that I do spray.
Yeah, you do.
Wow, you do.
You could just tell sometimes to some people.
Spray.
Here we go then. Over to a very British airline now, British Airways, and they've got a very important new route to China. But nobody was expecting this.
It's critical for British Airways. China's the second biggest economy in the world. I think in terms of opportunity, it's limitless, to be honest with you.
One, two...
Already behind the competition, William...
That's not even it!
It was the little voice the in the background.
One, two...
Oh, I'm not playing the whole thing again, hang on. Okay, I'll start it after. One, two... Okay, here we go.
Oh, my word.
Here we go. Okay.
Already behind the competition, Willie knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
That's the new route to China there, everybody.
Already behind the competition, Willie knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
Thanks, Chris, for that one. Okay, over to... We've got more. This is going on for ages, but I'm enjoying it. Okay, over to the chase now. And contestant Lisa... This will take more water. Contestant Lisa sharing a little bit too much information with Bradley Walsh about her life at home.
If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd definitely spend it on doing some renovations in my house. Right. It's falling to pieces.
Specifically what, though? Kitchen, bathrooms?
Well, I've got different taps in my bathroom, my rendering's falling off, and the back door, I open it with a spoon.
Oh, Chris, you're having to shake your hair like a dog.
Crazy.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
Well, I've got different taps in my bathroom, my rendering's falling off, and my back door, I open it with a spoon.
Andy and Warrington emailed that one. Okay. More water, please. We're going over to the... Over to the Cube. And Hayley on Coronation Street is having a bit of a tough time. But I reckon she'll fit it in.
So you've got a bigger pot.
Yeah, that's great. More like a bucket, less like a test tube.
Oh, can we have Ella on every week, please? Okay. And finally... Oh, my God, he's having to wring himself out.
Is this the last one?
Can we do two more?
It's not going to be, though, is it?
Please. I'm enjoying it too much. Sorry, everybody. Okay. One of our favourites from Tuesday now. X on the beach. The idea of the show is your ex turns up on the beach. But imagine if this happened as well.
There's a huge oyster came in my mouth. I got it on my chin.
You got a little bit on your chin.
He lives... He's, like, living in fear. He's living in fear of your tidal wave. One more.
I'm going to get a big one this time.
Okay.
Oh, that's worrying.
Grand finale.
Yeah. The Today programme now on Radio 4. And Evan Davis really, really needs to stop his mind wandering during the news.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with...
Chris has heard this one before. You know what's coming, don't you?
I can't listen to the bleeps.
Come on.
I can't because the bleeps make me laugh.
Try it. Evan Davis.
I don't know why, but the bleeps make me laugh. I'm sorry.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
Sorry. Here we go.
I'm just going to try to block out the noise until the innuendo.
Why can't you do it? It's just pips. Oh, Ella.
We're getting nowhere.
Come on, we can do this.
I'm just going to ignore you until I hear the funny thing.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
Oh, my word. Right, come back and do this again soon, please, because that was brilliant. That's it. It's finished. Done. Don't keep spitting at him. That was my favourite for some time. Thank you, Ella Henderson.
Thank you.
That was awesome. How do you feel?
Wet.
Mm. And listen, good luck for Ghost on Sunday. And I know you've got the albums coming and everything, but the best of luck for Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Later on, we're going to be talking to some people that feel that they may be slightly abandoned or about to be because World Cup. We put a tweet out earlier asking, and we got a massive response, didn't we? Mm. So many people are just going to be abandoned over the next month.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is boyfriends and girlfriends, you know, that feel that in the coming weeks that are happening, they're going to lose their loved one to football.
It's not just girls.
No, it isn't, actually. No.
What a voice.
GB. Goosebumps.
Oh, GBs. I've got the GBs. I'm going to say that for future live lounges now, because I'm bored of Goosebumps. Oh, I was bored about 5 years ago of them, to be honest. Oh, I've got the GBs.
Do you remember for a while we got everyone to text in after every live lounge?
Goosebumps.
Text
in GBs next time, please.
Okay.
Even if you get them or not. That is the Pretty Reckless, who Chris shared a lift with earlier. How was that for you?
I was just getting out the lift and they were all getting into it. It was that awkward moment. And they were all wearing shades inside, and I wanted to say something.
Take them off. Or do what the man on the underground did to me. Idiot.
No, I don't think that would have looked good if I did that.
Taylor Momsen. Idiot. Get them off.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you saying about Gerard Way? Solo track, first solo track, Action Cat on BBC Radio 1. Now, what happens here? We were just discussing this. Do the My Chemical Romance fans like that, or do they not like it because Gerard's done something solo? I'm guessing they'll like it.
I would have thought so.
But then they'd rather have the band.
Yeah.
Sean absolutely loves that track. Didn't think I would like it, but I really, really do.
I think that's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah. Ben in Litchfield says that. Luke and Maidstone loving it as well. And Jamie and Luke Pritchard in Anglesey saying, this is such a good song from Gerald. I love it
no,
so
don't
much.
Get it, yeah. Obviously, don't get it confused with Geraldine, as one person has done.
Geraldine?
Yeah.
What, off of Peter Kay?
Off of Peter Kay,
off
yes.
Over and over
I was
again.
Like, no, very Christmas. Different.
No, not absolutely not the same. It's Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance in his debut solo track. It's called Action Cat on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So tomorrow we are doing alternative World Cup commentary on the BBC Red Button, me and Chris.
Does this make us like official BBC Sport people now?
Absolutely not, no.
Which is amazing. Like we're there with Alan Shearer. Are you some of the great pundits?
I mean, I know this happens a lot in your job, but are you... I mean, this must be a highlight.
Yeah, this is huge.
This is ridiculous.
This is the biggest opportunity that I've ever had. Tomorrow night.
I've got some World Cup music ready for tomorrow as well.
Why has it got to be so camp?
Brazilian, isn't it? Will this do for tomorrow? Does this kind of say excitement?
It's ever so slight. It's more Brazilian than it is, say, sport, isn't it?
Just some that I found last night. Hang on, what about...
Again, it's still a little bit Strictly.
Tomorrow night, BBC Red Button. It says party, though, doesn't it? Rio.
So here's how it's going to work, Mills. It's going to be like watching a normal football match, except you won't get the audio from the professional commentators that are there. You'll get me and you on the red button. and like...
Whose idea was this?
Well, and they've said we can do whatever we want. This is the problem. I think people are giving you bad advice. I heard one of our bosses here saying to you, don't worry, Scott, you can play any music that you want, like little bits of music throughout and stuff. And I was like, well, hang on a minute. That doesn't happen on the real commentary, but I guess no. It is meant to be alternative.
But that's why people will come to us. Right. Also, there are people texting in, mainly girls, I've got to say, saying that they've made a deal with their boyfriend. And the deal is, yes, OK, I will watch the match with you, but as long as we can have Scott and Chris's alternative commentary on.
So we've become a compromise?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, right, this isn't good.
We're a compromise. So it's like, OK, I'll watch it. I don't really want to watch it, but I'll watch it, but as long as we have the alternative commentary on. So let us know if that's happening in your life tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
In a minute, we're going to speak to somebody who's been, or is about to be, absolutely, completely abandoned for a month because World Cup.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I just can't believe the amount of people that are saying they are actually going to tune in to the red button tomorrow for the coverage.
But it'd be good if someone did.
It would be good. Let us know if you're planning to. Maybe if you are, I don't know, with a group of mates tomorrow, or you will be in a pub somewhere where you can watch it, just press the red button. It has to have a red button, the one that's not the other red button, which is off. Don't press that one.
It would be handy, because then we can give people shout-outs.
Yeah, maybe get you on the phone.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Are we going to get snacks in, most importantly?
Yeah, I'm across the food situation.
You
hopefully.
Are, right?
Yep.
Okay. Jack in Guildford says, do you fancy providing alternative commentary for every single game to see if I can drag the compromise out for the entirety of the World Cup?
I'm not sure how I feel about being a compromise, especially for those people who aren't actually that keen on football.
Don't care. As long as people tune in, I don't mind being a compromise. But it's a good way. If your girlfriend or wife doesn't want to watch the World Cup, like, that's the compromise, right? Mm. Oh, you know you said you wanted it to be a bit more football?
Yeah.
Okay, what about this? Trying to pick some music for tomorrow's commentary.
It's still quite tight trousers, isn't it?
Is it? Saturday Night Sequence.
Yeah.
I quite like this one. Hello, Saffron.
Hi, Scott.
You're right?
Yeah, not too bad.
So you're about to be abandoned for a whole month because World Cup.
Yeah. Well, more so than before, but yeah.
So tell me, who's your boyfriend?
Adam.
Now, does he live with you, or...?
No, luckily he's at... he goes to Loughborough Uni, so we've got a bit of distance between us.
Where do you live?
Portsmouth.
Oh, right, so you don't see him that often as it is?
No, and when I do, he's playing Football Manager, or with his mates talking about football, or watching it, or... So...
Basically, time together is very valuable by the sounds of it.
Yes. Right. Very valuable.
When are you next seeing him?
Well, he comes home. I think he's coming home Saturday, but there we go. Football starts. So
England game Saturday night.
Oh, no.
Where will he be?
I have no idea. Probably out with friends watching it, or with his dad watching it. But
right.
He says, oh, do you want to watch it with me? And I'm like, no, not really. Just kind of get forced to watch it sometimes, but... Nah, it's not my thing.
You do sound a bit moany, but as a girlfriend, you sound also like you sort of understand it's something that he has to do, leave him to it kind of thing.
Well, I don't mind, like, he likes rugby as well, and I've said, like, I don't mind going to a match, you know, I'll try to understand it, but it's not really my thing.
Well, you are a good girlfriend, though, for doing that, because some people wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Also, we were looking to book a holiday, but...
Oh.
He sort of pushed that one under the carpet.
Sorry, during the World Cup time?
Yeah, end of July we were going to go-ish.
Where were you going to go?
Brazil?
I'm sure he would have, yeah. But no, nowhere like that. Somewhere without any TVs or anything.
Oh, right.
Where's that?
Who knows? I'm sure he'd still get his phone out or find a place somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the World Cup's kind of on everywhere. So, like,
no matter what we do, we can't escape it.
No.
So I think our females have just got to, you know, power through it.
Is that why you tried to book a holiday, to escape all this?
Well, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Flawed plan.
I didn't think at first it would be that bad, and then everyone's like, oh, the World Cup, and, you know, he's really into it, so...
I'm just fascinated as to where you'd find somewhere with no TV. Do you know what? I checked into an eco resort once and it didn't have a television in the room, straight out.
What's an eco resort?
It's like where you drink rainwater and...
Oh, my God, you're so celeb.
Okay. There wasn't a TV, so I was like, yeah, okay, bye.
Has he tried to buy you off? Has he bought you gifts and stuff like that?
No. No.
I'd at least want presents.
I think you could barter here. I think you could get one or two things in your favour.
Yeah, what do you want? Tell us.
Hmm.
What would you like?
Food. I like food. That could work.
What food are we talking?
I like pizza.
Yeah.
I like every kind of food.
So, Saffron, like, basically, this is meant to be a kind of helpline. Do you want us to quickly discuss off-air your issue and come up with a decent plan for you? If we just put you on hold a minute?
Yeah, that's fine.
Please hold.
Is it me or does she just sound really moany? Like, I do get her point, but equally, she seems to be like one of those kind of callers that we get every now and then who's one of those like really moany girlfriends.
Ooh, hate my boyfriend.
Yeah. Whereas all he wants to do is watch the football.
No, I think she's got a point. Like, if she's going to lose him for a month, I mean. And also, he lives away anyway.
She's quite funny, though. She's all right. We can ask, yeah. I mean, maybe if we ask around a bit more, we might find someone a bit more reasonable.
Mm. Do you think, or should we go with her?
I don't know. It's a bit harsh, but I don't know.
Maybe we need to get the boyfriend's number.
Well, we can. I mean, we can speak to the boyfriend, but to be honest, I completely see his point. He seems like a really reasonable bloke.
Yeah.
I don't know. She just seems a bit of a classic moaner to me.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good.
So, anyway, we've just had a quick chat off air.
Yep.
Are you all right?
About trying to help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
Oh, you just sound a bit weird.
Do I sound a bit moany?
What do you mean?
Did you just hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Very mean.
Oh, right. No, I stuck up for you, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it actually was all him.
I'm not a moany girlfriend. I just don't want to lose my boyfriend. Yeah.
Well, I did say that, and I said it wasn't me, actually. It was him.
Yeah, let's blame him.
He said you're a moaner, not me. Anyway, Saffron, what I'll do is I'll get your boyfriend's number off air.
Yep.
And I can try the pizza trick if you want.
Yeah.
Saturday
or
night.
Anything.
Any food.
Yes. Or ice cream. Like, every girl loves ice cream.
I think both.
I quite like the idea of this being high level negotiations. Do you know what I mean? Like.
I should really be a bit more, you know, upper class with my bribes, but.
Pizza ice cream's fine.
You know, he makes an offer, you make a higher offer, he makes a lower offer, you meet somewhere in the middle.
I like that. Mm. I like that style of thinking, that's good.
So you reckon you're going to be home alone on Saturday night, don't you?
Yeah, probably. Okay. And every other night.
All right, leave it with me. I'll speak to Adam.
All right, then.
All right, let you know
how it
goes.
Sorry for that. We didn't mean for you to hear that, of course. Yeah.
That's okay. That was very mean, but it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait there.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
That song always reminds me of the backstage tour that Mama Swift gave me once. Taylor Swift's mum, no biggie. Taylor Swift, I knew you were trouble. I told you about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Her mum gave me a tour. So good.
I can't quite remember. Doesn't she regularly do tours?
Yeah, she's like the official tour person.
That's it.
Yeah. It's so she can be on the payroll, I think. It's all fine. Okay, coming next, a BBC introducing track from a rock duo from Kent called Slaves, who were on last night with Alice on Radio 1 Rocks. Slaves, and the track is called Where's Your Car, Debbie? It's coming next. Now, we spoke to Saffron earlier. She's about to be forgotten about for a whole month because of the football. Let's speak to the boyfriend. Hi, Adam.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Have you just finished an exam?
I haven't been, yeah. I've just finished my last exam. I've left for uni. Finished my last one today, so it's first year over.
Is that LS? LSU?
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is.
That thing gets forgotten, I think.
Yeah.
So, final exam?
Final exam, exactly. So, just in time for the World Cup to start.
Yeah. So, we spoke to Saffron earlier.
Yeah.
And she's concerned that obviously she's going to be pretty much forgotten about now as football takes over your life.
I think that's probably a fair assessment, yeah.
You think that's true, yeah?
Yeah, probably. It's only once every 4 years, though, so I think she has to deal with it, really.
Have to deal with it, yeah. Are you on hands-free?
I'm not, no.
Oh, you sound really weird.
Sound really distant. Yeah. There
hello,
in Loughborough.
Hello. Yeah, you're only in
Loughborough.
I really
sound like that. It's an awful signal here out of the stick, man. All right. Terrible.
That's better. Like talking to the actual bit for your mouth, yeah.
Okay, good. Anyway, listen, we're here as sort of chief negotiators in a situation that seems to be happening in your relationship right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, your girlfriend's saying that you've been lost to football. Mm.
I think, yeah, like I said, that's pretty fair. Which one of you is going to be my agent then?
Well, no. So on Saturday night, she reckons she's going to be home alone because you'll be watching the England match with somebody, with probably your mates, right?
That's true, yes.
Okay, so she'll be in. So she, we're here to negotiate. Pizza and ice cream needs to happen.
Pizza and ice cream needs to happen. Is it before the game or during the game or what are the terms of the pizza?
While you're out, you need to make sure it's a massive order. I've promised the most pizza that you can get and ice cream as well.
Well, like I explained, I'm a uni budget, so we'll have to dictate that. But I think I can maybe stretch to an Iceland pizza.
No. It needs to be a proper delivery. Borrow some money if you have to.
I think she was all right, actually. I thought she was quite reasonable with what she wanted.
I'm doing sports science, so it's purely for educational purposes, you see.
Oh, sports science, is it?
I argue that it's purely for academic purposes.
Mm. Okay, so I mean, can you promise me this? Because then I've got it recorded and I can play it to Saffron.
I promise.
Yeah. Just to warn you, you are on national radio, so no pressure to say yes to this.
No pressure. Okay, I promise this.
You promise? Say this. I, Adam.
Adam.
Promise?
Promise.
To send pizza and ice cream.
To send pizza and ice cream.
To my home alone girlfriend.
To my home alone girlfriend.
Saffron.
Saffron.
On Saturday night.
On Saturday night.
Okay, well, I can cut all that together. And,
that's great. Yeah, no, cheers. Right there. It's just one of those things. It seems like it's coming up to that time. Loads of people are excited for the World Cup. I'm really excited. But loads of people are losing their boyfriends and girlfriends to the World Cup, feel a bit left out, and they sort of want something back. So we're just trying to help out with that today.
Really good of you
to send them. I'm an advocate of if you can't beat them, join them.
So am I.
Absolutely, but some people just don't like it. That's why we're doing alternative football commentary. Loads of girls are on board with this tomorrow. It's a compromise. Basically, they'll watch it if they get our commentary on the red button. I'm guessing it won't be our commentary you'll be watching tomorrow night.
Probably not. I probably won't be in the pub. Sorry.
Rude. Okay. well, it's good that you've pledged the pizza and ice cream. Saffron will be happy with that. Thanks, boyfriend.
All right, fantastic. Cheers, mate.
Love you, bye.
Right.
Where's your car, Debbie?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
We just finished all our exams. We're sitting in the Sussex Del Sol.
Oh, no.
Sussex Del Sol.
We know you hate that.
Yeah, we didn't really... we weren't a massive fan of it. Whereabouts in Sussex Del Sol?
We're in Brighton.
Brighton. Costa Del Brighton.
Sussex University.
Who's with you?
Becca, Lauren and Hannah.
So you finish uni for the whole year, finish your exams, finish everything?
Yeah, finished.
And it's a lush day as well.
Yeah, it's really hot, really nice, got on the ciders.
Are you on the ciders?
Ciders.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's the plan now? Just out and about on the beach, stony beach there, nice?
Bit chilled and then into town later, be really fun.
Where are you going?
We're going off into town later.
Oh, right, okay. All right, well, good work. Loads of people are finishing uni today. I'm getting so many tweets and texts. So thanks very much for that. Have a good time in Costa Del Brighton.
Is it a good feeling?
Yeah, it's so good. It's just nothing else to do, so just sitting around.
Amazing. All right, have a good summer. Love you, bye.
Yeah, you too. Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Rixton, Me and My Broken Heart on BBC Radio 1. Shane Ritchie's boy.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Did you not know this, Dev?
Yeah, it actually is.
Is that a reel?
It's definitely a reel, yes.
Oh, yeah,
didn't know that. Yeah. And when they came on the show, they were on a few weeks ago, Shane Ritchie tweeted me before going, "Be good to my boy."
That's what real. You want for your dad there, isn't
really
it?
Really sinister, isn't
thanks,
it?
Dad. Oh, God. Yes, they're going to be huge. Like, massive in America, that song. Dev's here for Real or No Real. We've got a bit of business to do.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're doing the alternative commentary for the BBC on the red button for tomorrow's Spain v Netherlands.
Oh, just did some jingles for you lot for that.
Did you?
Yeah. Things like goal and referee.
Oh, are you?
Oh, I thought they were going to get a proper voiceover.
I thought we were getting professional.
Well, no, sorry, I meant someone outside.
I wish I hadn't done it now.
I'm joking.
No, it's very much a joke. Hang on a second. It's my football music that I've got.
Do you not think with this football music that Scott's chosen, I mean, he's calling it football music, I'm ever so slightly concerned it's a bit too Strictly.
It does have a little hint of Strictly about it, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, dancing the rumba.
Perfect. So we are going to take a team each. Yeah.
We are, yes. So Dev is going to decide who's who. Because I know commentators are generally impartial, but I think it's good for each of us to support a team tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good.
And then we can just get right involved in that nation, get behind them.
Okay, so we're going to toss a coin. Yeah. So it's Spain versus Netherlands. So in the commentary tomorrow, this will decide which one of us is supporting who. So
Dev, how do you want to do this?
Heads, you are Spain. Scott, tails, you're Netherlands.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't know why I'm closing
tails.
My eyes.
Tails, Netherlands. Why don't you close your eyes?
I can wear orange. Oh yeah, smoking a pancake.
So you need to now embrace. You've got tonight. Get all the research that you can. You're now a Netherlands fan.
Yeah.
Maybe
I've been Netherlands loads.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're sorted. And I'm Spain. So any Spaniards out there, I could do with the help.
I've been to Utrecht. I've been to Amsterdam.
Careful.
Been to Rotterdam. Been everywhere. So actually quite in touch with Holland and its people. So Spain versus Netherlands tomorrow. You've got Spain there. Happy with that?
Yeah, very happy with that.
All very happy then.
Bueno.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Spanish for good.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And it's time for Real or No Real. And here's Dev. He's on at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is this Real or No Real?
Due to high demand in the build-up to the World Cup, yesterday Rio ran out of Wayne Rooney masks. They are expected to be back in stock in time for the game on Saturday.
Wow.
Yep.
That's quite terrifying, isn't it? A Wayne Rooney mask.
Absolutely.
You can imagine that they always do well at these kind of merchandising opportunities at these tournaments. Must be
insane.
Yeah. Must be insane.
It must be like where a lion's share of the money comes from.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants a shirt, don't they?
But Wayne Rooney's face selling out. I mean, it's an odd one. But then saying that, there's loads of England fans out there. You know, they're going to be the ones who like wearing the mask. I can't imagine many people running around with masks in other countries.
Yeah.
No. But saying that, you'd think there'd be a demand for... I mean, you've learnt some new players, haven't you? You've been starting to do a bit of research. You found one...
Neymar or something.
Neymar.
Neymar. Where's he from? Argentina.
He's from Brazil.
Sorry, wrong country. Sorry. Brazil. Yeah, I'm very much aware of him now.
Yeah.
So
I can't see it. I can't see people like rushing to buy loads of Wayne Rooney masks. I think it's not real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Of course it's not. There's no one wearing them.
Shirts maybe, but masks, no.
What about this?
Kylie Minogue once featured a rapper by the name of Jazzy P on her 1991 single Shocked. Jazzy P is now known as Pauline Bennett and is currently a contestant in this year's Big Brother.
Oh,
no way.
I've not watched any Big Brother yet.
Pauline.
So,
she's quite scary.
Okay, yeah, I've not watched any of it either. So, sorry, who was it? Kylie's DJ, am I right?
No, Kylie had a rapper on a song, Shocked.
Right.
Jazzy P.
It's a really bad rap.
Oh, okay. Do you remember any of it?
Something about my heart being locked, and I'm shocked.
Okay.
So I remember. So, is...
So, Jazzy P was a female rapper back then in 91. Well, must be, because... She's now known as Pauline Bennett.
Well, unless
unless of course. Right, okay.
Don't know that.
Right.
It sounds like a man on the track.
On the record. Jazzy P is like a proper 90s rap name.
It
as
really
well,
is.
Isn't it?
Oh, God.
That sounds silly enough for me to be real.
Yes. I mean, right, I'm going to say real.
Are you Googling Jazzy P?
I'm checking this information.
I'm getting loads of sort of daggers and awkward looks from people, so I assume it's... I'm assuming this is real and that I must watch my mouth.
All I found is a mobile disco in Montrose on the east coast of Scotland, Jazzy P. Real or no real? Kylie Minogue's rap.
Real.
That one's real.
Yes!
Yeah. Of course it is.
Right.
Has she spoken about it in the Big Brother house yet? Do we know?
I don't know.
She has, of course.
Next.
In a recent poll ahead of the 2014 World Cup, it was discovered that 40% of men would turn down with their partner, so they could watch the football instead.
Ridiculous.
See, this is why I can't get into football. It's because that doesn't make any sense to me.
Are you not into it?
Not really, no.
Are you not?
No. I mean, the World Cup's quite exciting.
I thought you were into your foot. I saw you take that free kick on the One Show the other day.
No.
And you hit it with the outside of your left foot. I mean, that was skills.
No, I got really good advice from people before I went down. Advice like, kick it with your foot, take a run up.
Well, you had me fooled. I really thought you were into it.
Yes, was that a miss hit?
Yeah. That was just me trying to hoof it as hard as I could.
I thought it was a great shot.
Thank you very much.
I did one of those things where I was watching on YouTube and kept going back and watching it again and watching it again. Yeah.
Oh, is that where the views have got racked up? Impressive. Thank you.
It's quite an impressive shot.
Okay, can I just say, Jazzy P, definitely a lady, always has been.
Right,
okay,
oh, right. Right, good. Glad to hear it.
40% turned down, yes, with their partner, COS Football.
I understand that.
I guess just in the zone. Yeah, I'm going to say this is real.
Yeah, of course it's real. It's definitely real.
That one is real.
Yes, of course it is. Come on.
Will you be turning it down, Chris?
Yeah.
And next.
It was announced.
What answer was that?
It was announced today that One Extra's Sarah Jane Crawford is the new host of Extra Factor. She signed the contract using her signature red lipstick.
So which bit is supposed to be the real bit? The lipstick bit.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to be a plot spoiler here, but she has been confirmed as the Extra Factor, so that's definitely real.
Congratulated her earlier about that, actually.
Fair play. Well done. Great gig. Well done, Sarah Jane. But amazing.
Signing the contract using the signature red lipstick.
And that's her thing, see. If you're not aware of Sarah Jane Crawford, she's got this thing where, like, she's got massive red lips, and it's kind of her... it's like her trademark thing.
So like in cartoons when they sign someone with a big X, she just uses a red lipstick.
Yeah, and she signs all contracts.
Are we suggesting that she signed the contract by sort of kissing it?
Like... Yeah, see, I don't think that would be legally binding if you did that.
Kiss it.
That's more like an autograph thing, isn't it?
Sealed with a kiss.
Real or no real, Sarah Jane Crawford signed the X Factor deal with lipstick, with her signature red lipstick.
I really hope this is real.
I want it to be real.
Yeah.
Real.
For competition, I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh! No. She has got the Extra Factor job, but didn't sign the contract with lipstick, which is unlike her. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
It's a draw, 30 each.
Good game. What's on your show today, Dev?
Big Thursday guest, are you, me at 6?
Oh, awesome.
Also, we made our film reviewer Rihanna sit down and watch something called the Starving Games. It's like a parody of The Hunger Games. It sounds terrible. I think it is. But we made her sit down and watch it. That's part of my bargain bin review.
Is Danny Dyer in it?
No, he was in Malice in Wonderland.
Oh, my good Lord.
Is what she watched last week, but no, not this one. Sorry.
Awful. All right, cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow on the show. It didn't work very well last time with Ed Sheeran, but I'm going to persevere with Get Your Rat Out. The second time we've done our brand new feature. Tomorrow, hopefully it'll work better than Ed. I've got a new toy rat. Listen from one.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.